Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will find everything you need to grow the cleaning company that you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can do all of that through our producer, Natalie. You can get a hold of her at 480-648-5149 or just shoot us an email, nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Do it now. Our favorite thing is hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with Essie Powell from CRP Cleaning. Essie's been cleaning professionally since 1972. She started CRP serving the Cincinnati, Ohio area 4 years ago. CRP offers commercial, residential, carpets, and floor care. If you want to reach out to Essie and her team, you get a hold of them at www.crpcleaning.com. Essie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right. So you've been cleaning since before I was born. How on God's green earth did you get into the cleaning business?
I got in the cleaning business through my aunt, Sophie. She used to clean houses as a domesticator, and I used to go and help her on Saturdays as a teenager, helping her, you know, pick up and clean after. After that, I started at Philadelphia Electric doing commercial janitorial work. That's how I got started.
Awesome. And so has this been kind of your only career? Have you done it off and on with other things?
My only career.
Wow. That is awesome. I feel like I should give you a plaque or some sort of award or something to be like the most faithful of all the cleaners. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, I have a passion. That's my passion. I love to clean. I love to teach people how to clean. And, you know, that's what I love to do. I mean, you can't, you know, one day I would like to be a cleaning coach. That's my goal, to be a cleaning coach, to go out and show people, show companies exactly how to clean and how to make the customer happy.
Man, Essie's been on the show for 2.5 minutes. She's already taken my job. How dare you, young lady?
I can't. Right.
Right in front of me, right in front of Cleaning Nation, everybody, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I'm not trying to be you. You don't teach people how to clean. You don't put two hands on. And that's what I want to do, hands on.
All right, good point. Not only do I not teach people how to clean, I have no idea how to clean. So, all right, we're friends again, Essie. It was close. It was touch and go for a second, but I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, now that I've invited you on as a guest and thoroughly abused you, how can I help you today? How can I help you with your business today, Essie?
Well, this is what I don't know. I do not know about landing pages. I would like to know how to create landing pages, and are they good for, you know, my type of business? Is it good for maid service? Is it good for commercial cleaning? Carpet cleaning, but you know, I've heard a lot of things and doing landing pages, and I just need to know what the benefit would be, if it's a benefit to our business.
Okay. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because in the 150 plus episodes we've done, I don't know that I've answered that question before. And I am confident that there are a lot of people in Cleaning Nation that are asking that same thing. So let's jump in. First of all, you have a website, right? crpcleaning.com.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's start by defining, and I'm giving my definition. Other people might think of it or look at it differently, but the way I look at a landing page, everyone's familiar with what a website is, so we don't need to go into that. But how a landing page differs from a website is a website is all of your information. It's got lots of options in terms of here's our blog, here's about our company, here's how to contact us. Lots and lots of different options, and it's more about giving information. A landing page, or the way I would coach someone to use a landing page, has one option and one option only. So you're using a landing page when you're wanting them to do a certain thing. So it might be to watch a video or to give you their information, to say, hey, I want to download this piece of content I want on how to clean or how to get more time with my family or something like that. And in exchange for that video or that ebook or that checklist that you're going to send me, I'll give you my email address or some information. So landing page is going to be just for one option. So there's not a lot of, oh, go to my blog or go to this. They can either click and do the thing that you're asking them to do or not. But there's no other option of, you know, contact us or come here or sign up for a newsletter. They can't click around. They either, you know, you make this offer to them to give you the information or sign up for something or do something, and they can either take advantage of it or not, but those are the only options. So that's the first distinction of a landing page. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. So you're like, okay, now that I know a landing page is, why that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't I rather just let them, you know, give all this information and wander around and really get to know me on my website? It's really about the right tool for the right goal. So your website doesn't have the same goal as a landing page. Your website is exactly what I just said. Here's how to get to know us. Here's some information. If you want to contact us, of course you can do that. Here's what we believe in. Maybe about our pricing, maybe about our staff, maybe about our philosophy, but just kind of a lot of stuff. Whereas a landing page is really this one thing. So the beauty of landing pages is you can have lots of landing pages, whereas you're generally only going to have one website. So your website is CRP Cleaning. You wouldn't have 20 websites because that would be confusing to your customer, and it wouldn't make sense. But you can have 20 landing pages. The second benefit to landing pages, aside from, or I shouldn't say second benefit, but something you can use that'll work in harmony with that, hey, you only have one option ability, is the ability to be specific. So you said that you serve residential and commercial, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's go commercial for a minute. Give me an example of a couple of your types of customers. Like, is it libraries, government buildings, restaurants, office space, lawyers, dentists? Give me an example of a couple types of clients you might have.
Office space and medical.
Okay, so when you say office space, anyone specific in the office or just general office? Or
Just general office. I mean, we've done market research, lawyers, just general.
Okay.
General.
All right, so let's use three. Let's say you've got general office space, that let's say lawyers. Say you've got property manager, right? Because if you're selling to the lawyer, that's going to look different than if you're selling to the property manager who decides who cleans the building that the lawyer's in. Does that make sense?
That's correct.
And then we've got medical as a third, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you might have three landing pages, one for each of those people that's going to speak directly to them. So you might have cleanmylawyerpracticeohio.com, right? That would be an inappropriate website name, because what if you've got a medical guy, right? He's going to go, I don't want to go to cleanmylawyerpracticeohio.com. But I promise you, if I'm a lawyer in Ohio looking for cleaning and I see that landing page or that, you know, I think it's a website, it's just a one page, I'm definitely thinking I'm in the right spot. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. So when you do landing pages, you're saying that we should narrow it down to clean my lawyer's office. We should do something similar to that. Have the niche that we want.
Yes, it gives you the opportunity to speak directly to one specific niche, which you don't have on your full website.
Okay. That makes sense. Yes. Okay.
And let's talk a little bit about the different ways that you can do that. So first, with the actual URL, the web address, right? Instead of www.genericcleaningcompany.com, you can go www.medicalfacilitiesmaintenancecleveland.com, which, you know what I'm saying? So not only is that the URL, but in the picture, guess what? The picture, the big picture that you're going to have on that is going to be of a medical facility. And then for the lawyer, it's going to be for the lawyer. And more importantly, the words or the copy, when you're talking about the medical facility, you can say, hey, we are medical facility cleaners, cleveland.com. So we know the specific needs of medical offices. We know that if your clients, if your patients find that it's dirty, and then you maybe find some data or some research, we found that a clean office has 20% more patients and 30% more patient satisfaction and 27% less complaints than a dirty office. And obviously you have to go to Google and get some, you can't just make these up, you got to get it. But you see how you can very specifically speak to that person as opposed to on your website, you kind of just got to go, here we are, we clean things.
Yes.
Okay. So those are the two things that you want to look for. And again, you got to be real clear on what it is you want them to do. Because again, with a landing page, there's not a bunch of go here, go here, go here. It's either call now, email us for more information. I like what's called a lead magnet, where you give them some sort of a free informational product or product that they're going to get value in exchange for their information. So you can call them or follow up with them and say, hey, you downloaded our lead magnet, 7 ways to make your medical practice run more efficiently. Just wanted to call and see if you had any questions, how you're doing. And, because those people raise their hands as hot leads if they give you their information for a lead magnet called 7 Ways That Facilities Management Can Make My Medical Practice Better. The only person that's going to download that is somebody that's looking to hire a cleaner, right? You don't want to have, here's my banana bread recipe, because anybody will download that. But if you've got 7 things you must know before you hire a cleaner for your lawyer practice, well, shoot, the only person that's going to download that is someone that owns a lawyer practice that's looking to hire a cleaning service. So when they raise their hand by downloading that, you can really focus your efforts on marketing or sales to those people that have indicated that they're really interested in buying.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. So that's the long and the short. Any other questions or thoughts or comments or any other needs on how landing pages work, how you can use them, how they relate to cleaning business, anything at all?
Well, the only question that I have is that, so a landing page, the benefit of a landing page for us would be to get the client, to get the prospect information, right? So they would have to put in their email, their name and their email, and in order to, so we're asking them to do that, and we're giving them some information, maybe an ebook to download, or as you said. Some other options.
Yeah,
some options that would benefit them. Okay.
So you want to decide on the call to action. I'm a fan of something that, I'll give you this information. Or, and again, just don't think it has to be an ebook. You certainly can do an ebook, but it could be a video. It could be a checklist. It could be a chart or a graph. It could be a study. It could be some research. It could be just one tip that they can use. It could be, like I said, 7 things you got to know before you hire somebody. So it could be written, it could be audio, it could be video, it could be a podcast, it could be just about anything. But you want to make sure that the only people that would want that thing are people that also want your services. So when they download that, this is someone that's a warm lead, or someone that definitely needs to talk to me. So that's the first thing, is you need to make sure you know your call to action. And it could be call our office. Generally, those don't work as well because people don't call the office. It could also be, email us for a free quote, but everybody says that, nobody does. It could also be sign up for a monthly newsletter, but those don't convert very well after all. So there's lots of ways that you can do it. My best practice coaching is some sort of a lead magnet or some sort of an informational gift in exchange for their information. But that gift is going to be different for www.dentistfacilitiesmanagement.com versus www.propertymanagercleaners.com. The pictures on that will be different. The URL is different. The copy on the website is different. The lead magnet is different, right? If you go fishing for fish with, something they don't like, cheese, you're not going to get any bites. But if you use worms or something they're into, you'll get lots of bites. So the landing page allows you to use the exact right bait for the fish that you're fishing for.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Cool. Any other questions or thoughts on the landing pages before we move on to lightning round?
No, that's it.
Awesome. In that case, it's enough of me yapping. Let's get some of your, 30 or 40 years of experience. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. I have no doubt you're going to give me 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice that I've ever received was, whatever you do in life, do it well.
Hard to argue with that. Sounds like your auntie might have taught you that.
he did.
I took a guess at and it paid off. All right, question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that the rest of us can learn from?
Being personal.
Being personal? Okay, beautiful. Last question. What's one idea that Clean Nation can put into practice right now, today, before they go to bed, that will improve their lives and or their business?
The one thing that we can put into practice in the cleaning industry is to always remember that without the client, we don't have a business. Without the customer satisfaction, we do not have a business.
That is such an obvious statement, and it's forgotten day in and day out by thousands of cleaners across the world. Thank you for sharing that, Essie. Thank you so much for your passion and desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Essie's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.